Monday, Sonny.
Happy Monday to you, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand the Commonwealth Games tops your sports report this evening.
Kim, the 20th Commonwealth Games officially ended Sunday in Glasgow, Scotland. England topped the medals table with 174 total, 58 gold, 59 silver, and 57 bronze. Australia was next with 137 medals, 49 gold, 42 silver, and 46 bronze. The top performing African teams in Glasgow were South Africa, Nigeria, and Kenya, who finished 7th, 8th, and 9th overall on the medals table. The South Africans tallied 13 gold, 10 silver, and 17 bronze for a total of 40 medals. The Nigerians bagged 11 gold, 11 silver, and 14 bronze for a total of 36 medals. And the Kenyans collected 10 gold, 10 silver, and 5 bronze for a total of 25 medals. And let's give a sunny side of sports salute to South African swimmer Chad Laclos, who won a record 7 medals in Glasgow, 2 gold, 1 silver, and 4 bronze. That's the most by any athlete in Scotland. Laclos said he was proud of his Commonwealth Games performance, and he certainly has every right to be. Chad is also a world and Olympic champion swimmer, and he might need to get a bigger trophy case after all the medals he won in Glasgow. Meanwhile, Kenyan fans had reason to cheer on the final weekend of action at the Commonwealth Games, as we hear now from our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
Mercy Cherono and Janeth Kisa made it a 1-2 Kenyan triumph in women's 5,000 meters, as did James Magut and Ronald Kwemoi in men's 1,500 meters in athletics on Saturday. On the infield, Kenyan Julius Yego emerged men's javelin champion. South African Kotso Mokwena struck gold in triple jump, with Nigerian defending champion Tosin Oke snatching the silver medal. Nigeria bagged 2 silver medals in women's 4x100 meters and 4x400 meter relays. Earlier on Friday, Jonathan Diku led Jairus Birech and Ezekiel Kemboi in a 1-2-3 Kenyan 3,000-meter steeplechase clean sweep of the medal podium. Ugandan defending champion Moses Kipsiro retained his 10,000-meter title, while Kenyan Josphat Bett placed second. Kenyan Eunice Sum won women's 800 meters, while Ugandan Winnie Nanyondo clinched the silver medal. Turning to football, Uganda paped their hosts Mauritania 1-0 in Nouakchott to advance on a 3-0 aggregate in their 2015 Orange Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers on Sunday. Lesotho and Kenya drew 0-0 in Nairobi. Lesotho advanced on a 1-0 aggregate, while in Maputo, Mozambique edged Tanzania 2-1 to progress on a 4-3 aggregate. Early on Saturday, hosts Malawi pipped Benin 1-0 in Blantyre. With the two sides deadlocked 1-1 on aggregate, Malawi required a 4-3 post-match penalty shootout to progress. Similarly, after Rwanda beat Republic of Congo 2-0 in Kigali, with a 2-2 aggregate, Rwanda edged the Congolese 4-3 in the ensuing post-match penalty shootout. Elsewhere, Botswana and Guinea-Bissau drew 1-1. Botswana advanced on a 3-1 aggregate. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Because this is Africa. This time for Africa.
I'm very excited. Because
this is Africa. This time for Africa.
I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on The Voice of America. In more Commonwealth Games news, 2 African athletes failed drug tests in Glasgow. Amantle Moncho of Botswana, who won the gold medal in the women's 400 meters at the 2010 Commonwealth Games in New Delhi, India, was suspended after placing 4th in the final in Glasgow. The 31-year-old Moncho won the world 400-meter title 3 years ago in Daegu, South Korea, and she won a silver medal at last year's World Championships in Moscow, Russia. Earlier in Glasgow, 16-year-old Nigerian Chika Amalaha failed a doping test and was stripped of her gold medal in women's 53-kilogram weightlifting. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. Here in Washington, U.S. President Barack Obama is hosting a 3-day African Leaders Summit this week. Do you think sports has been a neglected topic during the summits by African leaders as a way to develop the continent? Tweet me your comments to at VOA Sunny Sports, and I might read your remarks during the show. And please use the hashtag VOA Leaders Summit. Once again, that hashtag VOA Leaders Summit.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Our friend in Lagos, Segun Dot on the Spot Adeyemi, joins us now with a report on the impact of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa on sports.
Good evening, Africa. The Ebola pandemic that has gripped the West African nation of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone is beginning to take its toll on sports. Seychelles has pulled out of the ongoing qualifying series for the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations. The Seychelles Football Federation conveyed its withdrawal to African soccer's governing body, CAF, in a letter dated July 31st, 2014. Seychelles was scheduled to host Sierra Leone this weekend in the second leg third round of the qualifying series. Sierra Leone won the first leg 2-0 in Freetown 2 weeks ago. Apart from awarding the match to Sierra Leone, CAF said the Africa Cup of Nations Organizing Committee will examine the withdrawal, meaning there may be sanctions for Seychelles. Liberia, which is also affected by the Ebola pandemic, has suspended all football activities in an effort to control the spread of the Ebola virus. The country's football federation said there was a risk of infection because football is a contact sport. In a related development, the Cape Verdean Basketball Federation, FCB, has cancelled the trip of the national basketball team to Guinea for the preliminary round of Zone 2 AfroBasket 2015 because of the Ebola pandemic in the West African nation. FCB chairman Kitana Cabral said he's considering traveling to Ivory Coast to meet with the Continental Basketball Body over the decision. Finally, the friendly between two of the biggest clubs in the world, Manchester United and Real Madrid, has set an attendance record for soccer match in the United States. The match at Michigan Stadium drew a sellout crowd of 109,318, a new record for a soccer match in the United States. The previous record of 101,799 was set by the 1984 Olympic gold medal match between France and Brazil at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. Fans paid ticket fees ranging from $45 to $189 to watch the likes of Wayne Rooney and Gareth Bale.
It's beautiful, especially in our own backyard against one of the best teams in the world. I mean, we've lost to them before, but to win like that in a crowd like that, stadium like that is massive, massive.
Oh, to see an amazing soccer match between Manchester United and Real Madrid, the two biggest brands in the world, right here in Ann Arbor, was amazing. I mean, just amazing. Yeah.
The previous record for a club match in the United States was set by a 2009 friendly between Barcelona and the LA Galaxy at the Rose Bowl, which drew 93,137 fans.
Thanks, Segun. That's our friend in Lagos, Segun Dot on the Spot Adeyemi, the host of the VOA's Nightline Africa Sports on Sundays. Turning to tennis, American star Serena Williams won her fourth title of the season over the weekend in the Bank of the West Classic in Stanford, California. Serena defeated Germany's Angelique Kerber in straight sets 7-6 and 6-3. It was the third time Serena, the world's top-ranked women's tennis player, has won the hardcourt tournament in Northern California. Like Serena Williams, Swiss star Roger Federer is preparing for the U.S. Open in New York, which begins August 25th. Roger is in Canada this week at another hardcourt tournament, the Rogers Cup in Toronto. And I want our VOA tennis fans to know that the Rogers Cup was not named after Roger Federer. Federer hasn't played in a tournament since his 5-set loss to Novak Djokovic in the Wimbledon final in England last month. But Federer, the proud father of 2 sets of twins, has not been dwelling on the loss.
Been a great last 3, 4, 5 months now, just waiting and hoping that everything's going to go well. And then clearly, once the boys were here, just seeing the reaction of the girls, and then also just how was it going to be as a family, the new dynamics of it and everything. It's been incredibly nice, and that's why clearly we've had a beautiful last 4 weeks or so after Wimbledon, when we could really spend quality time away from all the tennis tournaments and all that stuff. So it's been great. I love it.
Roger Federer's twin sons, Leo and Lenny, were born in May, and their twin sisters, Charlene and Mila, were born in 2009. In the ATP rankings released Monday, Federer is ranked number 3 in the world behind Spanish star Rafael Nadal and world number 1 Novak Djokovic.